This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio. And where did we go today? Where are we?
We went to Harrisburg.
And what was going on in Harrisburg?
Well, today was the magic day when the legislators got sworn in after the election.
Now, we've been to Harrisburg before. Have we ever crashed their party?
We crashed their party a couple years ago.
So today's not a work day. Today is a day when they feed their friends.
This is the day that they get sworn in, and then they have buffets and hang out with their friends and family and pretty much celebrate just being legislators.
Now, we were there to try to save our transit in Pittsburgh. What is the status of the mass transit in Pittsburgh now, and what are we hoping for?
Well, as of right now, there's still no dedicated, predictable, reliable, and growing source of public funding for our public transportation system. What we really need is for the legislators to pass bills that would provide that dedicated funding.
And what's happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be a big, giant press conference that the Port Authority and in conjunction with Dan Honorato will be holding at 10 a.m. to announce service changes or potential service changes for Port Authority of Allegheny County bus service.
Now, right now, we've had some services cut and the fare increased. Is that going to happen again?
It will happen again come June if no dedicated funding is provided.
And we have our friends throughout Philly are going to, throughout Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and other cities, they're going to be coming back at the end of January?
Yep, there's going to be a rally beginning of February, actually. That's going to be organized with a bunch of the unions throughout the state. So
can we win this one?
We're hoping that we can win this one. You know, we gotta keep it positive.
Okay, everyone, we're ready to get started. Today's a okay, we're gonna start. First, I do want to recognize Steve Bland with me here today, too, the executive director of the Port Authority, and we have many of the board members here. Chairman of the board, Jack Brooks. We have Tim Zadaro with us. We have Joan Ellenbogen, Richard Taylor, Jeff Lepwin, and a few other board members might be joining us. As you know, it was a hard time, 10 o'clock on a weekday here. Oh, and Eddie's here. So Eddie is also with us. The guy from Kapoor is here. Good morning, guy.
Thank you.
And the head of the union, Pat McMahon's here, too. In fact, I recognize he's here, too. This is not an easy day for us. It's not an easy day for me. But it's something that we have to do. Today, we are going to be addressing what I believe is about 20 years of costs and structures that should have been dealt with probably two decades ago. And unfortunately, we've got to deal with a lot of it right now. And these are going to be some radical changes, significant changes, but necessary changes. And as I go through the specifics of it, I want to make a few things clear. This is, we're doing this so that we give our commitment, and we remain committed to having transit in the urban center in southwestern Pennsylvania, the greater Pittsburgh region. This is really to save it. This is to provide the necessary service to remain a big city in an urban center, and it's something that's long overdue. And while it will be painful for many people, today is really the beginning of the process, not the end. This is really to kick off the public hearing process and to get feedback. But at the end of the day, while what we're going to talk about might be tweaked or changed a little bit, the end result will be significant changes to the Port Authority the way we know it and the way we've been used to it. As I said, I'm joined today by Port Authority Chief Executive Officer Steve Lands, who's relatively new and came in at a time where big decisions and tough decisions had to be made. I want to point out that we are going to be as open as possible in this process. Historically, every year Port Authority would announce some type of a cut or downsizing or right-sizing, whatever term you want to use, and there was a long one-day public hearing. This time it's going to be different. There's going to be 8 public hearings. They're going to be scheduled throughout the county between January 22nd and February 7th. So we're going to reach out and try to make it as easy as possible for many people in the public to get to these public hearings, because we want to hear from the public. And I'm going to ask the public to use the public hearing in a constructive way, to come to these public hearings and make legitimate recommendations, to make some suggestions, tell us what they think works in the plan, what they think might not work in the plan. But I want to make it very clear. These public hearings are not being set up so that we can run to Harrisburg for a bailout so that nothing happens. But that has happened in the past over and over and over again. This is not going to happen. It's different this time. We are going to fix some of the legacy costs that have built up for a long time and try to get Port Authority on track to be break even, or at least being able to get out of this crisis mode every 12 months and to have an authority that reflects southwestern Pennsylvania. Our aggressive efforts today are to reduce costs. You should know that Port Authority is projecting a deficit of approximately $80 million for fiscal year 2008. That's why these actions are being taken today. We are going to be right-sizing the Port Authority, our plan today, and I will go on to that, through a reduction in routes, equipment, and workforce. I want to stress that we will continue to provide public transportation throughout Allegheny County. We will maintain activity at nights and weekends. We will have service on nights and weekends. I want to stress that. We are also going to maintain and provide service to the senior, citizen community, and the disability community. Port Authority has analyzed every single bus and light rail route with the help of its riders through what they call a service scorecard. And Steve will talk about that process after I leave the podium, how exactly the analysis of each route was performed. Port Authority used the scorecard to develop a service reduction proposal. And I want to just touch on some of the highlights of the plan. Routes. The plan is to reduce one-way routes, one-way trips on weekdays from 9,000 to 7,000. Some of the routes are eliminated, others are reworked, meaning that there is not a total loss of service on many of these drivers. It will just be different. I want to stress again that we will continue to provide transportation to the senior and disability community. The access program will not be touched. As a matter of fact, it probably will be expanded, because there will be situations where individuals from the disability community and the senior community that currently are on a bus route, if that route was gone, will have access, will have the ability to use access. So access will be there, and most people should know that there is a federal requirement to provide a certain amount of coverage for access. Port Authority has historically exceeded the minimum requirement the federal government requires, and we will continue to exceed those minimum standards and expand that system to help make sure that people in our community have the ability to get around using the access system. Equipment. We plan to reduce the number of buses in service by 150, and we will evaluate the 5-bus garage system over the next 6 months through the public hearings. Workforce. At least 400 employees from the management down to the labor will be removed from the payroll by June 2007, 6 months from now. Some of these cuts can be accomplished through attrition. We will also explore the possibility of early retirement incentives, which is what I did 3 years ago here in the county, and we had a 500-person reduction. The cuts in employment will be across the board, starting with management. The unions have made it very clear to me, as we listen to management and the unions, that there might be some heavy problems in the management side, but we're going to evaluate everything. I want everyone to know that we've already started. When there were vacancies, for example, there was a government relations position well over $100,000 a year. When that individual left, that job was eliminated, not filled. When the chief of police position was vacated a few months ago, we moved the deputy chief of police up and eliminated his position. We will continue to do that on the management side before we look at across the board. So everyone will be involved with the downsizing and the right-sizing of the Port Authority. There's a lot of talk about legacy costs. As you all know, there is a collective bargaining agreement that runs through June of 2008 that is and will be honored. And those issues related to collective bargaining will be dealt with in the collective bargaining negotiations as they come up on the appropriate timeline of the negotiations. I want to make clear, because the unions have pointed this out, and I agree with them, there will not be another plan that was developed years ago before we were here called the DROP program, which was available only to management. That is expiring. Those types of programs and these two-tier systems, I want and Steve wants eliminated. The goal long term here is to make sure that everyone at Port Authority, from the executive director on down to the bus drivers, are under the same system, same benefit, same pension. It's similar to what we do at the county. For example, my pension is the same as every single worker in the county. We're all in the same system. And while the systems might legally be separate, that the benefits are the same, and that we don't have the perception or the reality of somehow a two-tier system that benefits one group over the other. And again, that will be dealt with in the legacy cost. Fares. There will be two proposals released today to increase fares. One will be a proposal to go from $175 to $250. The other one will be to adopt possibly a flat rate of $2. Again, this will go to the public hearings. We want to hear from the public suggestions, but it's something that we are looking at. And any type of fare increase will be phased in later than the reduction. The reduction will be as June 07. Any fare increases will be in January of 08. The restructuring must be done before anyone goes to Harrisburg. And this is the key point that is different than prior years. This is something Port Authority must do regardless of what Harrisburg does. We have another issue in Harrisburg that we'll deal with, but Port Authority has to deal with its cost structure right now. I want to take a side note here just to point out that right now, before we do anything, the current system as it stands, Allegheny County is the 28th largest county in the United States, and yet we have the 15th largest transit system in the United States. After we do a 25% service reduction, Greater Pittsburgh's Transit Authority will still be larger based on service hours per capita than Baltimore, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, Houston, Miami, Minneapolis, Oakland, Salt Lake City, San Jose, St. Louis. That's after we do the reduction. So while I don't want to mislead anybody, this will not be easy. There's 25% reduction in service throughout Allegheny County. These are significant reductions, but it's something that I believe, and many of us here believe, not all of us, many of us believe, has to be done. I also want to know that we are reaching out to several of the groups in the next couple of days. I'm personally going to meet with these groups along with Steve Bland. We're going to be meeting with the elderly community, or we're meeting with the disability. I'm meeting with the disability community. We're meeting with the minority community to explain the details of the plan and to get their input. I also want to point out that I met with Pat McMahon yesterday in this room, Steve and I will be sitting down with his leadership team with the union, which is obviously going to be effective in a big way here, but also then follow Pat's lead with how we present the plan to his rank and file at the different locations throughout Allegheny County so that we get their input over the next 6 months too on the proposal and then see if there's any recommendations, suggestions, or changes that we're missing, but to get their input and try to build consensus. I'm also going to work closely with Pat as we do talk with the governor and the state, as the state looks at overall transit funding and dedicated funding. But I want to be clear, that is a separate issue than what we're talking about today. I've talked with many of the senators in the last 24 hours that received a letter from Steve, and there seems to be a little misunderstanding that I want to clarify today. You'll see on their letters routes that were cut. And if you look just at the routes, it appears there are like 70% reduction in routes. And that is not the reduction in service. Steve will be able to explain that. There's a lot of routes that are not that efficient, and then you have a lot of individual routes that run more frequently through certain areas. So just because a route's gone doesn't mean you have a quarter there in reduction in service. Some routes run a lot more than others, and the service is about a 24% reduction, not what the percentage of route reduction is. So there is a difference there. And the overall is about 25%, and it is countywide. Steve's going to use these maps to show you, but what you're going to be seeing here, and I'll let him get into it, for example, these two maps here, this one here is weekday service now. That's weekday service proposed. You can see the significant reduction, number one. Number two, you can see, though, that every part of the county continues to be served. Every corner of the county, every area of the county, from the Allegheny Valley to the Mon Valley to the south to the north, there still will be service. Behind these will be the weekends and a weeknight. Actual now, proposed reduction. We'll get to see those. Let's see. This isn't something that I'm excited about doing, but it's a time where somebody has to finally stand up. And I want to thank Steve from the board who's here today, and Pat, that you know this is not going to be easy. This is not going to be easy. And you have all witnessed over the years, there's been, I won't say threats, but proposals by Port Authority, and then they've been pulled back with one-time help from Harrisburg. And if this was done right, you would have had a gradual reduction of the system over the last 20 years. That didn't happen. So instead of doing a gradual reduction, there's going to be a rapid reduction because we are out of time. We're out of time and we're out of money. And the commitment of this board and Steve and me, and I think many of the union, is to make sure we provide service to the residents of Allegheny County and to make sure that this system survives. I was not going to play a game of chicken and do nothing, and then in 12 months, shut the doors of Port Authority because there'd be no money. Our goal here is to make sure we have the Port Authority of Allegheny County that thrives and continues to thrive for the next several decades. And that means that what we were used to in the last two decades will no longer be the same. It's going to be a new authority. It's going to be reduced service, but it's going to be services that we can afford. I also want to end with what we're going to do long term. Steve's going to put together a group to look at what Port Authority should look like long term, meaning are there routes out there that we currently don't do that we should do? Are there areas of the county that are not serviced that we should service that we can afford to service? And that will be made up of a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life when they get there. This is something that is long overdue. It's something that we're committed to getting true public input. And there's legitimate suggestions and recommendations. This board and Steve stands ready to make those adjustments. Those adjustments will be really just changing maybe of what the reduction plan looks like. But at the end of the day, there will be a reduction plan. There's no other way to save this authority if we don't get serious about what this community should look like and what size authority we should have. At this point in time, I'm going to ask Steve Bland to get into some of the details of how he evaluated the route reduction plan and then explain the maps, and then we'll open up for questions for me, for Steve, and anyone else. At this point, Steve Bland. Steve?
Thank you, Dan. For anyone who's a transit professional, and a number of our folks are here, including Pat McMahon from ATU Local 85. This is not an easy day or easy announcement, but to echo Mr. Honorado's comments, it is a necessary announcement. First of all, I'd lay a framework under the guise of the Pennsylvania Transportation Funding and Reform Commission. That report, which was issued in 2006, identified the true transportation funding crisis in Pennsylvania. This is not strictly a Pittsburgh issue. However, direct quote from the commission report said, no additional funding should be provided for highways, bridges, and transit unless a series of parallel actions are taken to reform the funding structure and a number of transportation business practices. Structural program reform and operational efficiency are critical elements of a long-term financial solution. All the dialogues we've had with the community have pointed to we have to get our house in order before we can expect support, whether that be from the state, from the county, or from the community at large. Just a bit of background on the authority's financial condition, how we came to this point. Last June, the Port Authority adopted an annual operating budget for its fiscal year that runs July 1st, 2006 through June 30th, 2007. That budget incorporated a $31.5 million deficit. Structurally, that deficit was about $63 million, a one-time allocation of $31.5 million by Pennsylvania using federal highway funds to fill half of this gap. Those funds expired on December 31st. Certainly when the budget was adopted, it was the hope of this organization that a long-term funding solution for transit would be found, and recognition of the importance of service to our customers and the community at large led us to keep services as intact as possible while simultaneously scouring the organization for other savings areas. Some savings have been achieved, and through efforts such as the consolidation of some of our senior management positions, as Dan alluded to earlier, cooperation with our bargaining units and significant savings in our dental insurance coverages, we have been able to decrease the projected gap to the end of the year, but it will still be in the $20 to $25 million range. We do not expect, nor are we requesting, any additional funding either from Harrisburg or the county to close this gap. It is our intent to ask the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation for us to essentially move money from a planned bus purchase in our capital budget to close the operating deficit. So there will be no material change in fares or services through June of this year. Any changes that we talked about today would take effect at the end of June 2007. Dan alluded to, we do anticipate the structural problem to continue to be compounded by inflation and some additional cost structure factors such as health care and the legacy costs to which we alluded earlier. We anticipate this deficit for next fiscal year to be in the $75 to $80 million range for an order of magnitude of about 25% of our operating budget. And I know in a lot of the dialogue that's been going on in the last few weeks, there have been many suggestions in terms of overhead and structure and those types of issues, very legitimate issues, and they're all going to be dealt with. However, 25% of the operating budget of an organization that is invested in service will not allow you to leave service alone. Fundamentally, that's the core of what we're about here today. What we're beginning today, this is not a decision on our service changes for June 2007. This kicks off a public participation process. First of all, I want to acknowledge and thank both our staff and members of the general public who participated in our service scorecard process late last year. In total, between attendees at workshops and those who submitted written and electronic comments, we had just under 500 people participate, and their input was valuable, and it really resulted in modification to the way we looked at services, and hopefully a process that was more reflective of community values and not just sort of what we cooked up inside the building. Dan alluded to the changes that we make here, and essentially, Pittsburgh is a very transit service-rich region. That's a virtue, not a vice. We have figures like 50% of the downtown workforce coming into downtown on public transportation. So the issue here isn't whether a lot of service is good or bad. The fundamental question is, what can the region afford in terms of the size and makeup of its public transportation system? And we do believe and are committed to improving the efficiency of that system, which essentially means, whether you want to refer to it as right-sizing or downsizing, that's the nature of the change that we're about today. I'd like to touch on the service scorecard process. It received a bit of attention while it was going on. It will certainly get more attention as you all dissect the results. And by the way, I do want to highlight that we do have packets available for you before you leave today that give you really all of the details. For me to go through all of the details of every service change, we would literally be here all day. They are numerous. But essentially, the service scorecard was developed originally by our planning staff. I want to acknowledge Linda Conway, in fact, who led that effort. I thought they did a phenomenal job to really, for the first time, I think, in the knowledge that we have, make an objective review down to the root level of all of the services in our system. The objective was to objectively review all of our services, 213 weekday, 100 Saturday, and 75 Sunday transit routes. We broke those metrics down into three major categories. The effectiveness looked at things like overall ridership levels, trends in ridership, and the numbers of key destinations served by a particular service. Efficiency looked at issues like the productivity of a service, say the number of passengers who get on a vehicle in a given hour of service, and the overall cost or subsidy per passenger. And what came out, I think, most in the sessions that I was at in the session was the equity considerations of service. To what extent our service addresses the needs of those disadvantaged populations, many of whom have no other mobility option. The draft scorecard was reviewed with the general public in a series of workshops. Again, we had attendance of almost 400 people and another 84 written comments submitted. And the scorecard was refined into a final reevaluation document. With this instrument, our staff reviewed each route and essentially set a target. And our target had to be, in order to balance budget, a 25% reduction in service hours. Ultimately, the lowest performing services as defined by this publicly designed scorecard process are targeted for reduction, restructuring, or elimination in this service proposal. Copies, by the way, of the final scorecard outcomes are available for your review, and we can address any specific questions on the methodology. If you are like me or most people I've talked to, you will naturally gravitate to your group first, and you shouldn't feel guilty about that. The natural tendency. And we would encourage you to look at that document. It is lengthy and it is very detailed. In terms of proposed service adjustments, as part of the overall effort to address next year's anticipated budget shortfall, and I want to emphasize it is part of an overall effort that will look at all areas of the authority. We are submitting this service reduction plan for public comment. 8 public hearings have been scheduled to allow for full public participation. To echo Mr. Honorato's comment, our hope and our goal is to get meaningful public participation, and that means a dialogue about service and what we should do with service. In general, in summary, the proposals here would reduce daily transit vehicle hours by 25%, would reduce the number of one-way vehicle trips by 24%, would result in an overall ridership reduction we're projecting of about 11%, would reduce our number of weekday routes from 213 to 92, would reduce our Saturday routes from 100 to 45, and would reduce our Sunday routes from 75 to 39. For the access system, there is no proposed change in service coverage or the days or hours of service that access is provided. There are proposed fare changes that would take effect on July 1st, 2007 for access, where our proposal for fares on the rest of the system would not take effect until January of 08. Most people, their concern, most individuals, their main concern is how is their particular service affected. And we would certainly appreciate the media alerting them to a specific hotline, and the number is 412-566-5335. That hotline has been separated from our normal customer service number to address specific service proposal questions. Our hope is that folks who are interested in the proposal will call that number as opposed to overloading the customer service line for people who just want to know what time the next bus is coming. In terms of fare structure changes, the access door-to-door system are proposed to be increased by $1 for one-way trip. That change would take effect as proposed on July 1st, 2007. Also built in would be a biennial increase every other year of 25 cents beginning in 2009. For Port Authority's fixed route services, rail and bus, 2 alternative proposals are presented, and we're very anxious to get public comment, and public comment will actually drive our ultimate recommendation in this area. The first alternative would be a flat fare of $2, and that would eliminate all of our zones, and that includes the free fare zone and the downtowner zone. So it would be a flat $2 to board the bus. There would be commensurate increases in all of our passes and tickets. Customers would pay upon entering the vehicle, and cash customers would be given a fare receipt, which can be used for unlimited free transfers within 2 hours from the start of their first trip. Under this scenario, the Port Authority would adopt a proof of payment system on the rail system, a common on other light rail systems, that would require all riders to provide a fare instrument or receipt when requested. Under the second alternative, the Port Authority would maintain its current fare structure, increasing the base fare to $2.50 with commensurate increases in other fare instruments. Transfers would remain at 50 cents be valid for 2 hours. As part of either of these proposals, the Port Authority would look to institute inflationary increases of 5 or 10 cents annually at the start of each fiscal year on July 1st. And one of the key recommendations in the Port Commission document was that fares and fare contributions by passengers keep pace with inflation. One of the challenges we find in this industry is we wait till the last minute to raise fares, and you have to raise them by such an amount that the ridership loss tends to be more than significant. Highlighting the future, beyond the service and fare proposals presented here, we will need to undertake many other activities to manage within available resources. Reductions in operating staff resulting from any final service changes will be matched with commensurate decreases in non-operating staff, as well as other efficiency measures in order to balance the fiscal year 2007-2008 budget. The efficiencies gained through this process are necessary, but also painful. And I do want to highlight that when you talk about the numbers, efficiency sounds wonderful. There isn't anyone in front of this room that does not understand the individual hardships that this will place on people. Many of our riders are solely dependent on the Port Authority for their mobility. Many of our employees, and I've talked to a number of them in operating facilities, particularly those who are recently joining the Authority, are very concerned about their future, and it, by no means do I want to make light of that, but it is crucial for the long-term survival of the Authority that we address these issues, and we address them aggressively. Those inconveniences for some will range from minor inconvenience to life-altering event. And again, I expect every one of a public hearing to be brought to tears by the people who come and share their stories. Unfortunately, we do have to deal with this and address the long term so that everyone in the region can benefit from public transit. Beyond 2007-2008, the authority commits to engage the broader community in a longer-term transit development plan that fundamentally examines the role of public transportation in Allegheny County and the Pittsburgh region. It is our hope that by engaging the community in a collaborative manner and examining travel and development trends in the region in a way that has not been done in many years, I think some of the longest transport authorities would say essentially since the authority's inception in 1964, that we will be able to recover our short-term ridership losses and long-term make a system that is even more effective for the Pittsburgh region, and again, living within our means. Finally, to echo Mr. Honorado's comments and the true beliefs of myself and this board, this is not a plea for help to Harrisburg, to the county courthouse, or to other funders. We understand our obligation to make necessary changes